quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. That's right, Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. We are heard almost everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, radio stations, KSHP in Las Vegas, and the state of Indiana, SMSN Radio. And welcome to you guys and gals out there. Art Source will be with us. Laura Snoke will be with us. Mark's off this evening. And Jane Levy, we've had her on many times. Make Me Commissioner, written many books. Used to work for the Wall Street, for the
Washington Post.
Washington Post. And we'll play some Barron's Trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show. All right, what are we going to talk about? Let's see. Major League Baseball came up with, it's just a bargaining tool, $240 million as a locked-in situation as far as baseball teams are concerned. Now, you have to understand, the Dodgers are over $400 million. You can take seven members of the Dodgers right now, and you're over that $240 by a mile. Let's see. Otani's making $70 million. Tucker's making $60 million. Betts and Freeman together probably making $90 million. You got the two pitchers, Glasnow and Snell, making at least $70 or $80 million. You got Will Smith, the catcher, making $18 million. So right there, you're at $300 and something million. So of course, the $240 million was a joke, a bargaining tool, but they put it out there. On the other side, the floor, they made it at $170 million, which is too high, because there's a whole slew of teams now that are spending $60, $70, and $80 million. Cleveland's paying about $65 million. They're not going up $100 million. Okay, so I would have, eventually is going to happen, if we ever settle this, it's going to be, let's say, $350 million top and maybe $125 floor. Your thoughts, sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. And the good news, the NBA maybe has come up with a way to stop tanking a little bit. The bottom three teams do not get the most ping pong balls. So you have to battle to get out of the top, the bottom three. Makes some sense. I don't know how it's going to work. You still could get it, you know, but if you're in the middle, but at least you don't have the same opportunity to get it. Elsewhere in sports, and all right, Jackson Dart and out of USC and Mississippi, and now the Blue, Big Blue in New York, came out for Mar-a-Lago. And the bottom line is, you know, he's going to have to get along with his teammates. You know, on the Dodgers, you have Kershaw on one side and you have Freeman on the other. And I think Betts will probably be on Freeman's side. Last couple of years with Kershaw, they got along, you know, so you can get along with the players. And he's going to have to worry about that. Jackson Dart's going to have to get along with that. You know, some great actors, Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda, best friends on opposite sides of the political spectrum. They have to get along. You want to get along? Email us, sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. Back right after this.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey, y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy filet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Later, Gene Levy. Make me commissioner. Amazon.com. Major bookstores everywhere. All right, Jackson Dart from USC and then the University of Mississippi. And now the Big Blue. I listen to WFAN all the time. Some fans are upset with him. Some fans are not upset with him. Art Source, what do you think about his comments and his support of Mr. Mar-a-Lago?
Well, you know, I mean, I've always thought that this is a free country and you're allowed to basically espouse who you like and do what you want. But it's different times now. I mean, it really is. And I guess Abdul Carter took it personally, who happens to be a linebacker from Penn State, their number one draft pick last year. But being men and being football players, they came together with some of the other leaders of the ball club and Coach Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. And they sat down and they basically said, look, we're going to let all that go. We're going to focus on what it's going to take to get the New York football Giants to be a playoff contending team. We need to be on the same page. We need to focus on what it takes to make our team really well. And I think a lot of people could learn from that, because if you have different opinions, that's what makes freedom such a great thing in our country. You're allowed to say what you want to say within certain parameters, obviously. I sometimes think it gets a little hyperbolic, you know, when you really get people saying some things, you go, wow, did that really say? And that's on both ends of the spectrum. But I'd like to see that men, being men, can come to grips with it and say, hey, look, let's focus on what our job is, which is to win football games.
Laura, are you going to have a hard time supporting Jackson Dart in the future?
Not that I ever did necessarily in the past, but yeah, I mean, I agree with Art. I hope he's right that we stay a free country. I think it's questionable at the moment, given what's going on. Given that the Justice Department has now requested banking information for citizens to ostensibly determine what banking and email and texting to see, ostensibly to vet to see if there's fraud being committed, which is their buzzword for everything. So I agree. I think athletes should be able to speak out. I don't believe with those people that say just dribble and shut up. You know, everybody has an opinion, and I think, you know, I'm sure that the team can rise above it. I do think that with Trump in this administration, we're not really talking about just different views. We're talking about a kind of a seismic shift in our country. And hopefully we can get back on track, whichever party maintains control. But it should not be a one party state, and it should not be an authoritarian state. And that's kind of where we're headed if we don't stop it.
All right. Speaking of that, rumors have it that LeBron James will be going on a $250 bill. Now, his kids aren't idiots. He's won most of his bets. Art, what do you think about LeBron James on a $250 bill?
Well, first of all, $250 bill is a little goofy, if you ask me. I think the next bill, based on the inflation that I see in my house, should be the $1,000 bill. Okay, because what used to be a $20 bill is really only like a $5 bill, and what used to be a $100 bill is like a $20 bill. So, I mean, you know, at a certain point in time, maybe we got to put him on a $500 bill or something. But it is the 250th anniversary of this great country. So I laugh at it all, because really and truly, who's going to run around with that kind of cash in their pocket in this world?
You go to a Uber. Hey, would you ever get into a Waymo?
No, not until a lot of things are worked out, especially watching, Mr. Bezos's spacecraft last night. I mean, we're going to be going up to space. I don't think it's going to be a while before Junior gets on that thing.
Laura, you're a positive person. Would you ever get into a Waymo? Because I would not.
It's a conversation I've had with a lot of people. My husband is right. He's right there. He wants to try it. Some of my friends have tried it. They do tend to be more polite than real drivers.
Can we do it in a very rural setting instead of the 405 in LA or something?
Well, they haven't been given authorization to drive on the drive. I guess I'm not sure what the right verb is, but on the freeways yet. So, okay. It's interesting watching them, though. I mean, when I'm in my car, I don't really like being around them, and they really are proliferating on the, I don't know how they are where you live, Fred, but they are all over the West Side.
Have you guys seen the helicopters, the vertical helicopters yet? Like Joby and some of these companies are doing, where they're going to be able to take you from the hotel directly to the airport. Have you heard about that at all?
No.
Because I'm saying we're almost in George Jetsonville.
But I watched a bunch of crows yesterday attacking a drone. It was fascinating.
Wow, I never thought about that.
This drone, yeah, it was really interesting to see.
Sports Overnight America, Laura, Art, and Fred. Later, Jane Levy, make me commissioner. She's written a lot of books on Mickey Mantle and Sandy Koufax and whatever. Let me ask Laura a question. I don't know how closely you followed the Yankees this year, but if their top three pitchers are healthy, they'd rank up there with the Dodgers' top three pitchers, would they not, if the Dodger pitchers were ever healthy?
Yeah, the Yankees have, I mean, they're okay. They've been playing pretty well, but they're not at the top. I don't think they're leading their division.
Garrett Cole just came back, right? And they got Rodon back, and they have Schiller. Who's the other starter that they have that's pretty good that I slip in my mind right now? Right-hander Holmes, is that right?
No,
Holmes is a bullpen guy.
Mets.
Okay, I can't think of their fourth starter. So I mean, that could be a problem.
Well, I was just talking three because I read an article that since the Dodger pitchers are always unhealthy, and again, Glasnow's out, although he's having his first baby, so that's good news. And of course, Snell's always out, and the Yankees are now back with Garrett Cole. So you can make a good case that the Yankees starting three, you know, what I'm talking about, if you ever got to the World Series, you may only use three pitchers.
And I'm going to tell you, if the Yankees play the Dodgers in the World Series, that's going to be the highest rated World Series in a very, very long time.
Yes. No question. All right, let's talk about the National Basketball Association. And let's talk about the new rule that has gone into effect as of earlier this week. The new rule says basically if you finish at the bottom three, you do not get the most ping pong balls. That should in some way avail as far as the tanking situation is concerned. Art, can you beat the system? I mean, you still could get it, but you have fewer ping pong balls than
this whole ping pong ball thing where you have a 1 in 22 chance or what? I mean, come on. First of all, have some integrity as a league. The commissioner needs to sit down and tell the guys, look, you're being paid for an 82-game season. Play hard. Yes, if you need a couple of nights off during the season, we understand it. That is part of the whole deal. But in reality, I mean, the fans are paying a – you know, let's take our hats off to the New York Knicks. I mean, speaking of politics, when Hokely said the 93 Knicks were one heck of a ball club, they were, but they didn't win the world title. But, I mean, it cracks me up. But what a great thing to see the Knicks and a New York team get back in there. And, you know, I just think it's going to be fascinating no matter which team, San Antonio and or, you know, Oklahoma City gets in the finals, it's going to be real good for basketball.
Laura, do you think it's a good idea to stop the tanking by giving you fewer ping pong balls? Now, again, Art makes a good case. That doesn't mean anything. You can have one ping pong ball and still get the number one pick. That is conceivable. But the odds, then you might not tank quite as much because if you finish in the middle, you're going to get more ping pong balls. So the odds would be better of you getting a higher pick. Laura, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems a little bit like a gimmick, you know, I find it really difficult to visualize athletes tanking intentionally. I mean, it's got to be so much against their nature. And I don't,
because of the competitiveness it takes to become a professional athlete.
I mean, it's like turn off all of that you've been doing for, you know, your basically your whole life.
Yeah.
I think the playoffs have been great. I love the Knicks.
Defense,
so I'm glad one.
The
Oklahoma City San Antonio series has been fabulous. Although
let me state something that nobody else has said, I don't think. Tony Bennett has been hired as front office for the Lakers. Now, Tony Bennett, fine coach at Washington State.
Is he going to sing San Francisco for us too? Or
And then he went to Virginia, and of course, they win it and the whole thing. I think he's one of the best coaches out there.
He is.
I'm thinking under new management and Walter, it's possible if Redick doesn't get it done in a couple of years, Tony Bennett jumps over to become the new head coach of the LA Lakers.
So he's going to be the assistant general manager right now with Palenka.
Yeah. What do you
think? That's a great move. Well, I like it. I like it better than Mrs. Rambis, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, I think it's interesting. I just read that LeBron is basically negotiating with the Lakers to say, you know what? I'll take a salary cut, but I want to know what you're going to do with the money.
He's going to wind up in Cleveland. I got a
funny feeling. He wants to win another championship. And he really could have helped Cleveland this year in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, he wants the $250. All right.
$250 or $250 million?
No, $250 is fine for him because he'll have $250 million of
them. Oh, yeah, because he owns half the Red Sox and he owns all
Not that it's ever really bothered the Trump administration, but there is a law against existing presidents being on currency.
Law!
Law,
you're an attorney. Law! All right, Laura, Art, Fred, back with the Barron Sports Trivia.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America with Art and Laura. Mark's off this evening, and I am Fred. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Barron Sports Trivia. Before we start, as usual, at 128 years of age, Art Source has got to have a hard time staying up this late and answering these questions, talking sports. You have to be taking something legally to do this for us, Art. What do you take legally medicinally?
Well, I've got two different types of Prevagen. I've got the professional formula, and then I have these tasty extra strength ones, which are mixed berry flavor. They're fantastic. They help keep your brain working at a high level so you can stay up at night and answer these tough questions that Fred throws at Laura and I.
All right. Let's play some Barron Sports Trivia. This is the story as far as I'm concerned. 1970. I've only gotten two traffic tickets in my entire life. 1970, I'm driving because we're going to go to Del Mar and then Los Alamitos on the way home. And I drive to pick. And at that point, you just couldn't go to any bank and get the money. My bank was in Beverly Hills. I'm coming from the Valley and the whole thing. I got a ticket. And then we go to Del Mar, and I swear I lost all eight races. On the way back, I said, let's stop at Los Alamitos. I lost the first seven. That wasn't a great day. But the point here is the first Monday night football game was starting. I had to go to traffic school. I missed the darn first half of that game. Laura Snopes.
Joe Willie Namath against the Cleveland Browns?
Well, let's ask Laura, who the first announcer in 1970 on ABC's Monday Night Football might have been? Laura Snoke. I'm sure you watched it when you were going to CSUN. Who was that announcer?
Was it Kurt Gowdy?
Kurt Gowdy. Well, he was on NBC. This is ABC.
Oh, I'm supposed to know this? Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
What if I give you a hint and I go, whoa, Nelly?
Not Dick Enberg?
He was the Rose Bowl King.
He used to play golf a lot up in
with all due deference and respect to you guys, I really didn't pay attention to the announcers.
Well, it's Keith Jackson.
Keith Jackson, who worked at KBC Radio when I was a kid and very, very young. Keith Jackson was the answer to that question. All right, Laura, going to get this one right. I'm going to go to Art and see if Art can get it right. The first, actually, it's hard to believe when we're in 2026, but Art's being 128 years of age may have remembered this. 1948, the very first Rose Bowl was televised. Who was the announcer?
Graham McNamee.
I'm talking TV now.
Oh, on TV?
Yeah.
First time it was ever. Was it the Dumont Broadcasting Corporation that had the game?
You know, I looked it up and it said KTLA Channel 5 in Los Angeles, but I think it was the first NBC broadcast.
Okay. Wow. That's a good one, Fred, because, I mean, 48, thinking of the NBC announcers. Oh.
Need a hint?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if Laura had any idea. Laura, great. He was a Heisman winner.
I'm going to go with Johnny Lujack, I guess.
Johnny Lujack. All right. Okay, here we go, folks. I'm stating now unequivocally that Art will get this right when I state the following. Ricky Nelson.
Ricky Nelson.
Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. I assume Ricky Nelson would get you over the hump here. Who was Ricky Nelson married to?
Oh, Harmon. Was
Laura got it right.
So it was old number 98, Tom Harmon. Old number 98, Tom Harmon. He interviewed me my freshman year in college at USC. He had his hat on. He was the classiest guy of all time. I got to tell you, I always liked old number 98, Tom Harmon.
1974, I was very good friends with the sportscaster in L.A., Chuck Benedict. Mm-hmm. He said, "You want a job?" And I said, "Yeah." Tom Harmon's football magazine only lasted 1 year. It was like 10 or 12 weeks. I'd fly in Friday night. I was their math guy. And I'd fly out Sunday night or Monday morning if I wanted to play blackjack on Sunday night, as I usually did. But this one time I left the same time Tom left. And remember now, he won the Heisman like in 43. So he was in his 50s. And I was very, very young. And we had to race to the airport. And the plane was about to take off. And Tom beat me to the airplane by about 200 yards. And I've never
seen him. So he was still in good shape.
He was still in good shape. And I was in pretty good shape, but there was no comparison.
Well, I got to play against his son. He was a good actor, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I never saw, this is hard to believe, too. I never saw one episode of Mark Harmon on that show.
Really?
Not one. I don't know why.
Well, you'll have plenty of chance, Fred. There's a lot of them in the can.
I always think of Mark Harmon playing Bundy.
It's a good call.
You know, Tom Harmon was shot down twice in the Air Force in the mid-1940s. I mean,
they called that the most incredible generation. Those guys, I got to tell you, man, I look back at guys like him and Jerry Coleman and Ted Williams. I mean, they were actually fighter pilots, you know, fighting against, you know, the Koreans. And I mean, it's an amazing thing when you think of those men and what they did.
All right, Barron Sports Trivia. Laura, congratulations on getting Tom Harmon correct. All right, Chuck Benedict also was an executive producer on the show Sports Challenge, where he had a lot of players proving how much they knew about the world of sports. Laura, who was the host of Sports Challenge for many years? Art knows that, I know.
I don't know. I need
you to mentioned him earlier, Laura.
I mentioned him earlier. Dick Enberg?
There you go, baby.
Laura, you're on a hot streak. You ought to come late all the time. All right.
I just guessed.
Dick Enberg was the, you know, Dick Enberg used to be the baseball coach at Northridge.
Yeah.
Dick Enberg seemed to be everywhere then in those days. I mean, he was.
Can I tell you what?
Everywhere.
He was the Mike Tirico of his day. He was the hardest working sportscaster. I got to tell you, I loved him and Dick Bass doing Rams football on KMPC, and then listening to him do UCLA football. I was almost a little bummed when he and Don Drysdale both left the same year. And they went off to ABC and NBC and they, you know, became national names because we were so privileged in those days to have local broadcasters, you know, like Vin Scully and Chick Hearn and what's the gentleman that Jiggs McDonald. I mean, these guys were classic broadcasters and, you know, they all wound up going to network. But at a certain point in time, Los Angeles really had a great bevy of sportscasters.
All right. Speaking about that. Growing up, I loved professional wrestling. My grandfather would take me to...
Should I get my thick glasses on, Fred?
My grandfather would take me there when I was 6 and 7 and 8 years of
age. The auditorium!
Then he had the heart attack, and Who was the announcer for most of those times on KTLA Channel 5? Great announcer in his own
right. Dick Lane.
Dick Lane, mighty Dick Lane. And I wonder why people don't talk about him, because he was fantastic, I think.
He was awesome. You know, I got to tell you, watching, you know, the old wrestling and roller derby and, you know, we all know that, you know, that was just basically prime for TV. But in those days, you know, you had some great, great people like Bill Mascaras and, you know, Freddie Blassie with the blonde hair. I mean, it was just so much fun growing up and having guys like that. And they made it so exciting. If we looked at roller derby now, we'd all look at each other and go, what's this all about?
That's so true. All right, let's take a break and come back with, well, why don't we come back with Jane Levy and we'll discuss this, that, and anything and make me
commission.com.
All straight away on sports.
Chick-fil-A's new Frosted Sodas and Floats, it's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new Frosted Sodas and Floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new Frosted Soda or Float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Drivers who switch their home and auto with Progressive could save money and time. Other things try to do this, but they really don't. Like the touchscreen at fast food places. It's not like you save time because it takes you longer to use a touchscreen than, I don't know, someone who works there. And another thing, you'd think it would save money because they're not paying a cashier, right? But no, same price. Also, why is there an option to tip? Who am I tipping? Exactly. Anyway, even if you can't save money and time with some things, you could with a Progressive home and auto bundle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jane Levy's been on many times right here on Sports Overnight America. By the way, Laura will join us later, hopefully. Anyway, Jane's been with us many, many times on Sports Overnight America. Her latest book, Make Me Commissioner. Jane, welcome again to the show.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're okay. Baseball may not be. If you were a betting person, what do you think the odds would be that we play an entire 2027 season?
On strike, shut it down. Which is frankly what the entire country should do. But I don't see baseball players ever agreeing to something that could be called a cap. That is the jewel in their cap that Marvin Miller negotiated in, you know, the mid-70s, and every other major league has some form of a cap. It works in lots of ways, but it also does depress the totals, money spent on player salaries, and I don't see how they're ever going to give in on that.
Art, what do you think?
Well, you know, I was reading Bob Nightingale's article today in the USA Today sports section, and Jane, and we talked about this off the air just a little bit, pretty much the same stuff that you were talking about in your book. And I'm wondering, we've always said that you'd be a great commissioner, knowing with your background and everything. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what really goes on in these meetings and how they can derive these numbers, like 6 years for free agency or raising the minimum salary from $780,000 to $1.5 million and, you know, guaranteed revenue sharing of $240 million. Where do they come up with these numbers?
So, you know, first of all, remember, the head of the union, you know, resigned recently because of he's under investigation. So you have the former negotiator, a lawyer at a prestigious New York New York law firm, where I used to be married to a partner of said firm, and they're pretty cutthroat guys. I got to tell you, these guys do not compromise easily. So, you know, and he's a difficult character. A lot of the players don't like him, but he's a tough nut. I don't see them giving. That's give back. They're not going to give. What I kept asking, the question I kept asking to everyone I spoke to was, okay, what could you offer the union that would be so enticing that they would be willing to, or at least be tempted to compromise on it? And one thing you could do is give them free agency earlier, because of course these guys, you know, as you mentioned, Paul Skeens, you know, are locked in for 6 years. And what happens to them? The players take the position, and I heartily agree with them, that you have to make it reasonable and affordable to spend money on winning, because too many ownership groups don't. And too many of them historically, since the luxury tax system was put in, have taken the money that that is mandated in the current collective bargaining agreement to be spent on player salaries and pocket it. So players have very good reason not to trust these dudes. You know, but I just don't, you know, this is the jewel that nobody else in professional sports has. Because no matter what, yeah, you can fool around with the allocations and you can argue. And I've heard former union people say this, you know, to me off the record, that the amount of money that's going to the handful, you know, of really top players like Soto is nuts. Yes, the minimum needed to go up and double it. Absolutely. It's the lowest of the four major sports.
Talking to Jane Levy, of course, make me commissioner. Jane, let's switch subjects just for a moment. We've got Ohtani, who's pitching as well as anybody in baseball, and he's regained his hitting stroke. Compare him to Babe Ruth in your mind.
It's interesting. I keep getting these questions of one last night online about Babe Ruth wouldn't hit a ball today. You know, bullshit. Sorry. Babe Ruth was such a natural athlete. He would have accommodated to present conditions. And as Jason Ochart, you know, the hitting director for the Red Sox, their minor league system, said to me, give him a 32-inch bat so that he can get power and get the bat through, you know.
Instead of a 44-ounce bat?
I think it was
unheard of. Yeah, 50, unheard 52 of. It was like a war stick.
He'd be fine. Here's the point about Ohtani. Is he supremely gifted? Absolutely. Has he had two Tommy John surgeries already? Absolutely. Nobody knows, because baseball is a marathon. It's an endurance sport. You know, each season is a marathon, and a career of seasons is, you know, that's the equivalent of running around the globe, right? I mean, it's a brutal, as Earl Weaver liked to say, this ain't football. We play every day. Right. So it is very tough. How can you predict where he's going to end up? That he's glorious to watch right now? You know, in that sense, he's like Koufax. He was amazing. Everybody knew it. And, you know, that he didn't last as long. Does that make him less of a pitcher than Warren Spahn? Sandy would say yes. Sandy would say he lasted longer. He pitched more innings. He won more games. So we don't know where Ohtani's going to end up vis-a-vis Babe Ruth. Could he stay whole and continue to do what he's doing so well at both ends now? Possibly he could, but we don't know, and you won't know until many more seasons go by.
Now, Art Source, you're 128 years of age, so you can relate to Babe Ruth and to Ohtani. Take it away with Jane Levy.
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask Jane, and we've loved having her on the show over the years, and she's so knowledgeable about baseball. When you look at a team like the Pittsburgh Pirates, or you look at a team like the Cleveland Guardians, small market teams, and now you have this situation where nine teams, including the Angels, went into the season without a TV contract. Now, that was unheard of for many, many years. I mean, I just wonder what your thoughts are in terms of media and in getting these teams to be able to – I mean, Tampa Bay's done a great job, in my opinion. I mean, look at them this year. With what they have and the, you know, the means they have, they seem to overachieve. And now you're seeing the same thing happen in Cincinnati and in Cleveland. You know, how do these teams really focus on becoming able to compete with your Dodgers, your Yankees, your Red Sox, the high money teams?
They know talent when they see it, and they know how to develop it.
And that's key to baseball.
Look at the Yankees, who haven't been able to develop one of their great phenoms for, I don't know. I mean, where did Cam Schlittler come from? That's amazing that they have a pitcher that they actually drafted who's that good. I mean, they're already saying, well, Jason Dominguez, the Martian, get rid of him. Spencer, you know, get rid of him. They overvalue some of their players and don't trade them when their value is high. If you're going to operate successfully in a small, you know, media market, you have to follow what they're doing in Milwaukee and in Cleveland and in Miami. And Miami's coming up too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they sure are.
Pittsburgh actually spent some money this year. It was like, they suddenly woke up.
And they got an all-star second baseman that nobody really thought could do what he has done.
Right. And they have a pretty damn good pitching staff. And, you know, arguably the most beautiful ballpark in the world.
It is a special place. Hey, look who joined us.
She's here.
Laura's finally here.
Yeah.
I've been here for a while. I'm always intrigued listening to Jane, so I don't feel like any need to speak.
So here's the thing now, about Laura. This year, because I didn't answer your question about the TV. The TV is, you know, I thought this was the best part of my book. Okay. Let me just say, I thought this was the most important thing. Nobody else thinks so. The TV deal that has sustained each franchise since television first came on, you know, into use was an idea that springs back to the mid 1860s when they were first trying to organize the National League and the ruffians who owned those teams to accept a certain degree of uniformity. Well, what could they give them in order to say, yes, there'll be nine innings and, you know, there'll be three outs and we'll pitch overhand? Well, what they offered them was complete territorial marketing rights, which translated into radio rights, which translated into TV rights. Well, it didn't really matter in the 1870s. Nobody was playing west of the Mississippi. Nobody was playing much east of the Mississippi either, except for the Reds and soon enough the Cardinals. So it changed everything when it became your livelihood, the club's livelihood, became dependent on the size of their market.
Yeah, and the superstations that used to broadcast the games, KDKA, KMOX in St. Louis. These were 50,000 watt stations, and you would listen to Cardinal baseball because there were no Atlanta Braves. You know, they basically were the South's favorite team because they had Harry Carey and Jack Buck and the crew, you know, doing the games. And then 50,000 watt radio stations were heard all over the country.
And this is, you know, the TV money. You notice in the players' suggestion yesterday, they want to shift the responsibility of the donors to the poor people to the TV money. And that makes complete sense to me. I mean, I think that's right, because but the one thing I don't understand why they don't want to penalize it. If you don't use that money, you should lose all your draft choices. You should have your roster cut, and third strike relegation. I mean, and I think you have to penalize them in order to give them incentives to win. Fine. But yeah, I think you also have to penalize them, because there are a lot of guys who don't really want to win.
Yeah, I think Artie Marino falls in that category.
Jeez, that's a shop, isn't it?
Laura Snoke, you got to ask one question to Jane Levy.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Good to see you. What I was thinking about as I was contemplating what you raised in your book about make you commissioner, which of course you have my vote, which means nothing, but you have it anyway.
It means everything to me.
Do you think any of the changes, because I know you were very critical in your book about analytics, and do you think any of the changes that have been made have done anything to assuage that criticism, or do you think they've all been sort of cosmetic and performative and haven't really changed the game?
Well, for example, the new thing this year is the robo-ump. That is, you know, the backbone of the challenge system, you know, why you see guys going like this. I think they're going to have to start. I'm looking at the figures behind your head. Wouldn't it be great if we could have a big one of those behind the umpire? He pats his head. Yeah. Anyway, games are 6 minutes longer this year because of challenges, and walks are up 16% because the strike zone is so much smaller. And so every change has a consequence, whether it's intended or not. So some of the gains they made by speeding up the game with the pitch clock have, you know, retrenched a bit because of this new, you know, you can argue, you know, like pat your head, it shouldn't take very long. But if you do it, you know, it can take some time to make a decision. And because of the change in the strike zone. So I think getting rid of the shift, the old guys all said, oh, you should accommodate to it the way Willie Mays did. You should learn to hit the ball the other way.
Darn right.
You try doing it with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, right.
It's not easy.
Let's
give him that.
Well, what made Willie Mays so awesome was that Candlestick Park in the evening, when the wind would blow in from left field, it'd be a gale force wind. And I watched him hit many a fly ball that looked like it was going, and it would wind up at the center fielder by the time he got blown left to right out to the center. It was crazy. So he learned how to tuck that right elbow in and hit that fly ball to right field in McCoveyville. And it was beautiful.
Well, you know, they say that baseball is a game of adjustments, but this is an adjustment that no coach has ever suggested anybody make.
Right, right.
So Willie Mays
was pretty special in terms of having the tools.
Jane, thank you very much. More on Sports Overnight America.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214.
That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, everybody, back on Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Jane Levy, Make Me Commissioner. And folks, if you listen to this show many times, we've had her on. As sharp as anybody and written many books. Make Me Commissioner may be your best. Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. All right, next week, Muhammad Ali, my favorite athlete of all time, will have passed 10 years ago, June 3rd, next week. Art, any comments about the great Muhammad Ali?
The greatest. You know, Fred.
Hey, keep going. Keep going. Let's see.
Oh, man. Muhammad Ali was the absolute greatest. I got to tell you, my dad taught Jerry Corey in high school, at Bayfair High School. And I saw Jerry Corey at Yankee Stadium fight against Muhammad Ali. And the next day, we were staying at the Lowe's Motor Inn in the Bronx. And I saw him come into the old gift shop, and he had the big thick sunglasses on, and I said, what'd you think, you know, fighting against, you know, Muhammad Ali? And he said, Artie, he had the fastest pair of hands of any human being I've ever seen. And all I knew is the whole fight, I had some fist in my eye.
Laura, Muhammad Ali to you.
Oh yeah. He was the greatest. And he was also just a great human being. I met him once at a party, and I just happened to be there because I clerked for a judge that was getting being investiture. They called it investiture, and that all these Democratic big wigs were at this party, and he was there, and he just stole the show. He had everybody. He had the most charisma I think I've ever seen in a person I've ever met in person.
And he and Bill Russell together, they did some wonderful things along with Jimmy Brown to really further the black athlete's causes in a lot of ways.
You know, yes. When I was very young, I wrote a poem, and the poem ended like, as far as the Sonny Liston Muhammad Ali fight, this will tell you what I knew about boxing at that point. It ended by saying this, and that was the end of Cassius Marcellus Clay. What did I know? I thought Liston would kill him. Not quite the same. We found out later
the Vegas bookies.
The fight was fixed. I didn't know the fight was fixed.
The Phantom Punch in Miami. Right.
For Art, for Laura, for Mario, for Jane Levy, thank you very much. All night long, more of Sports Overnight America.